A man who was the first Indigenous person to command the Saskatchewan Division of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police has been appointed the province's first Indigenous Lieutenant Governor. The appointment of Russell Morasty was announced by the Prime Minister's office this morning. Morasty says he was a little speechless when he got the word recently about his new job.
Well, just one word, really, a surprise. And then once, I accepted that it was serious, a serious conversation, then, of course, I was honored to be considered.
Morasty is a member of the Lac La Ronge Indian Band. He spent 36 years with the Mounties, serving in various roles across Canada before he retired from the force in 2013. He'll be sworn in tomorrow as Saskatchewan's 23rd Lieutenant Governor, replacing William Thomas Molloy, who died earlier this month at the age of 78. The results of an autopsy on human remains found near North Battleford last week show that they are that of Tiki Brooklyn Laverdier. Laverdier was last seen on May 1st. Police stated her disappearance was suspicious a month later. Mounties conducted a ground search of the rural area where the remains were located. RCMP say the investigation is ongoing. Security at the University of Regina is being enhanced after multiple fights at the school dorm where fire evacuees from Ontario were being housed. Four people were charged with assault after the weekend violence. An email the university sent to students says campus security has contracted external security to help out. As well, personnel from Emergency Social Services, the Red Cross, Regina Police, and additional custodial staff will also be on site. More than 400 people arrived in Regina last week from the Pikangikum First Nation. Environment Canada says a tornado touched down briefly in southern Saskatchewan last night. Meteorologist Mark Melsness says it happened east of Regina.
A brief tornado touchdown was observed around White City. I think it was just out in a field somewhere, so no damage with that one as far as we're aware of. But that was about the same time as that thunderstorm was going on in Regina.
Thunderstorm that moved through Regina dropped a massive amount of rain in a short period of time. It flooded streets and underpasses, leaving many vehicles submerged. A number of trees were also struck by lightning, but there were no injuries reported. Meteorologists are also checking reports of a possible tornado near Swift Current. The Saskatchewan government says five inmates suffered non-life-threatening injuries in an armed brawl involving gang members at the Regina Provincial Correctional Center last week. The Ministry of Corrections and Policing says the inmates, some were suffering stab wounds, were taken to hospital. The facility was placed on lockdown after the fight last Friday. The RCMP will investigate to determine where the weapons came from. A Regina woman is questioning how city police handled her son's overdose. Jenny Churchill's son, Jordan, died of a fentanyl overdose in January 2018. She says fire and emergency workers responded to the 911 call, but not police.
They could have got some evidence that may have led to, potentially, to charges with respect to who supplied him with the drugs that took his life. At the very least, they could have secured his belongings and brought them back to our family.
Churchill says Regina frontline police officers should be equipped with the opioid antidote naloxone. A police officer from the largest First Nation in Canada is facing an allegation of sexual assault from a fellow officer. The Blood Tribe Police Service in southern Alberta says a female officer claimed she was touched inappropriately on two occasions in February 2017. Both officers were on duty at the time. Alberta's police watchdog investigated the alleged incidents. Constable Bradley Chiefbody was charged with two counts of sexual assault. He's also been suspended from duty with pay. The chairman of an Indigenous group seeking ownership in the Trans Mountain Pipeline says it's hoping to make a bid soon. Whispering Pines Chief Mike Laborde is part of the Western Indigenous Pipeline Group. He says First Nations along the pipeline will be given preference in ownership bids, and members plan to meet with the federal finance minister. Federal officials have said Ottawa is willing to consider bids from Indigenous groups for a stake in the pipeline. The Texas company responsible for a 2016 fuel spill that contaminated the fishing territory of a BC First Nation has been fined $2.9 million. But the chief of the Hiltzik band says the sentence is inadequate and wants the company to be banned from its territorial waters altogether until there is proper restitution. Kirby Corporation pleaded guilty in May to three separate charges. A tugboat owned by the company ran aground and sank, spilling 110,000 liters of diesel and heavy oils in waters off Bella Bella. Indigenous Services Minister Seamus O'Regan is being called on to visit Attawapiskat First Nation in northern Ontario. New Democrat MP Charlie Angus represents the federal riding that includes the community. He says serious water issues is just the latest problem facing Attawapiskat.
We need to get in place a short-term plan, a medium-term response, but definitely the big issue is the long-term need to have adequate water and proper infrastructure.
Attawapiskat drew national attention for its housing crisis in 2012 and is also facing a number of issues with youth suicide.